kitchen tray. I walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Fireside Chat with David James. This is going to be the second show speaking about the Jewish lens and let's get right to it.
Nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are again, together, to reason, to think, outside the idiot box. To relate what we have learned to what we know today. Now, I was speaking about the Jewish lens. And as I was thinking about this later, I thought this, you might think this is quite interesting. The show I was discussing was I Love Lucy, which the Jews would have probably called it I Love Lucifer, if they could have got away with it. I think that's very interesting because I believe that I Love Lucy means I Love Lucifer. And just like Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, that's a nickname for the devil, because the devil is both male and female. They'll try to tell you that the Father in heaven is both male and female, which is untrue. But when they're talking about God, they're really talking about the devil, who is both male and female. You've seen Baphomet, right? I assume you have. So we were discussing some words. And as I'm thinking about all this stuff, it's very interesting to me that people don't realize that they've been programmed. I suppose that's part of the trick of programming. They don't realize that they have not anything to measure what they believe against. because they will not look in the Bible if they're one of these antichrist, and I'm not talking about Jews, but antichrist whites, the traitors of their own race. So they're mostly nihilists and atheists, and or pretend Jewish Christians. In other words, you know, they're in the Jewish form of Christianity, which is known as Judeo-Christianity, which you have to lie to yourself to continue in, because there's something very wrong with the whole picture. And I told you that what's wrong with the picture in your life today is that everything you got was through the Jewish lens. Now, listen, the lens itself is not evil, because the lens could have been used to teach you good things. And there are perspectives that can come through the lens. Like, for instance, if you have your reading glasses on, those are lenses, or contact lenses, and you're reading the Bible. You're reading the truth. You're seeking the truth. But if you're just laying back and enjoying the ride that the Jewish lens takes you on, you will see no resistance, really. You'll be sliding downstream. Anywhere the wind blows, nothing really matters to me, as the song says. So the lens has been controlled. We control the horizontal. We control the vertical. We control everything you see. And that's exactly the way it is. You know, the book, An Empire of Their Own, How the Jews Created Hollywood, in that book, they gloat to the fact that they've changed the culture of America. Like, Christmas is one of the things they did it with. They've changed the way you see your world. Now, this is not a good thing, of course. This is evil. This is for evil purposes. This is not for the purposes of goodly things. And this is why you must ask yourself the question of, can these people really be God's chosen people? They're not. I guarantee you they're not. I promise you 100% they're not. But you have to come to that conclusion on your own. I can't make you believe anything I tell you. All I can do is inspire you to seek the truth so that the truth will set you free. Remember, if you've listened to shows in times past, I've said, set you free from what? It'll set you free from the Jewish perspective, from the Jewish lens, from the tainting of your soul and mind and body through the Jewish lens. For the children are tempted through the Jewish lens to eat all these foods that are making them whales. It's not doing them any good. It's teaching them wicked things. When I had recently taught on the book of Jasher, Abraham told his son Isaac, he taught him the ways of Yahweh, the ways of righteousness, the way that would be good, that would lead to eternal life, that would lead to long life. But our children today, they don't want our children to be taught any of that. And since the parents have long ago turned their back on the father, many of them, most of them, they're not teaching their children in the goodly way, the way that will make them good citizens in the future. And so the Jewish lens has taken over your child's mind, your child's future, your child's beliefs, your child's desires and wants, your child is being victimized and abused and confused and will lose in the end if the child does not seek the truth and get itself free from the Jewish lens. The Jewish perspective that's given through the lens. You see, it's evil perspective. It's distorted perspective. It's wrong perspective, period. And though you may get a chuckle or two out of the lens and its products, it won't be funny in the end of things if you continue on allowing yourself to be influenced by the denizens of hell. You see, they call the Father, Yahweh, the Wonderful Counselor. And it's for a very, very, very good reason. You will never get better counsel than you will from the Father and His Word. If you think you would go to a Jewish lawyer or a Jewish judge or a Freemasonic lawyer and judge and you would get good counsel, you are mistaken. You are taking information and advice from the counselors of hell. Literally, the counselors of hell. If you wanted the best for your child, you wouldn't have a television in your home. And you would tell them why. We are definitely coming upon rough times. I read an email from a woman today. And she told me that she's telling the truth to people and they're turning against her. Well, this is the way it is. We love these people and we want to free them from these ideologies and free them so that they can know what the truth is and so that they can step out of the left or the right onto the narrow road that leads to eternal life. But these people are very resistant. This programming through the Jewish lens, this perspective, has been done with a scientific edge to it. In other words, not by faith, but by sight. And seeing is believing, according to these people. Just because they saw it on a camera, they believe it. They saw bulldozers bulldozing dead bodies and people dressed as German soldiers. And they bought that. They believed it. Just because it was on video. But in case you didn't know, that wasn't the case at all. You've got to realize that the Jews control the garment industry and that they can make German uniforms. So when they did their thing in Russia at the same time as the war, and they did it in Armenia, all they had to do was dress the people in German uniforms while they were filming what was going on with the mass graves. You see, you're just too gullible, and I know that our race is like that. Just because you saw it, you believed it. But not everything you see should you believe, especially through the Jewish lens. For instance, all these Nazi movies and these German movies they've been producing and these slave movies about blacks and all this nonsense are creations from Jewish minds. Schindler's List will tell you right in the book that it's fiction. You will see these Germans do evil things these Jews thought up and made up. And you will ascribe that to the German people and believe that they were that evil and wicked when it's not even close to being the truth. You're being tricked. Just because something's on camera and you can see it doesn't mean that it's not computer generated or thought up and made up through the minds of evil people, so to speak. When I say people, alleged people, they're not really people. I'm going to take a sip of coffee, and I want you to think about what I'm telling you. They seem to have to mention this Holocaust thing every day on the Jewish news sites. And every time a Jew speaks out in public, there's got to be an implication to the Holocaust. This should tell you that this is a meme, a meme. See, if you repeat a lie long enough, people believe it's true. And yet, many of you, and I don't mean the knowing listening audience, but many of you have believed in this Holocaust thing, and you have not checked it out for yourself. You have believed it, as it said yesterday. What was the word they used? See if I still have it up. You believed it, without questioning it, is really what it says. Let me just see if it's this. Yes, uncritically. Indoctrinate. I'll read it again to you. Okay. To teach a person or group to accept a set of beliefs uncritically. Broadcasting was a vehicle for indoctrinating the masses. You see, broadcasting, these movies, these falsehoods that the Jews put out that they've made up in their minds. You know, I don't know if you realize this, but there has been Jew after Jew after Jew after Jew after Jew after Jew after Jew that has come out and said, well, I really had nothing to do with the Holocaust, but it was real in my mind. And that's what it is. They are bringing contrived realities that are not real and presenting them to you, and you are accepting these things uncritically. In other words, without a hitch. You're not even going to say, well, I wonder, is it possible to kill 6 million Jews through ovens when Germany doesn't even have enough fuel for their tanks? I mean, you know, the thing is so ridiculous, and they've even changed the numbers many times. They've changed the numbers of how many have died. They made it less than 6 million, and then if you say it's less than 6 million and you live in Europe, you'll be going to prison for a while. Because You're not allowed to discuss this. You are to accept these sets of beliefs uncritically. You're not supposed to seek and find out if it's true that 6 million died. You're not supposed to look out and find out that David Cole went there and said it's impossible and that there are no gas and showers or anything like that. And then what I just read you the other day, that the fellow said, he said that the Russians, when they came into the camp, didn't bring a camera with them. So what they did was they went and got a camera, and they had the Jews reenact what took place when they took them out of the camps. Now, you must realize that the Jews, what John Lennon said was true, right? That he ought to know he's a Jew as far as I'm concerned. He said that show business is an extension of the Jewish religion. And of course, the Jewish religion is a lie. It is not a religion. It is a worldwide criminal cartel. And if you want to call it a religion, it's antichrist through and through. It's not monotheistic. It's very satanic, full of demons, and pagan to the core. It's, you must realize that that what Eustace Mullins said was true. The first mental institution was created in New York for the Jews, because Jews are race mixed. They have a lot of skin problems. They have a lot of mental problems and physical problems because they've race mixed. And you must realize that they didn't make those mental institutions for white people. White people weren't mental. Now, there are things that can drive white people mental, like drugs, pharmakia, you know what I mean? They can make you temporarily insane, and what they do is throw you into the nut house, and they drug you up and never let you get back to sanity. But you really weren't crazy at all. And we know there have been cases like that, many, many cases like that. Chiefly, the mentally ill are race-mixed hybrids. And so, not only are they promoting hybrids and have been for a very long time, but when you're looking through the Jewish lens, ladies and gentlemen, you're looking at projections, thoughts, ideas of mentally ill, sick minds of Jews. You can't expect it to be have ethics. For instance, dear Judeo-Christian, have you ever seen a good portrayal of a Christian on or through the Jewish lands? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Now, I thought they were your compadres. I thought they were God's chosen people. I don't know how you don't understand that they're antichrist. They're willing to take your donations and money and your worship, but all the while they're spitting in your face. And you don't realize this? You see, if they really were our elder brothers and they were of Yahweh, they would be promoting Christianity and promoting it through their Jewish lens. But they do not promote it, they denigrate it. Did you ever notice how every priest or every whatever is a mentally ill, sick-minded degenerate? Haven't you noticed these things? You see, now it's come true. Because there are many Jews in the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Church is Mother Babylon. It's nothing to do with Christianity, in reality. I know that sounds strange to you, but that really is the truth. The Jews hide in Mother Babylon, the Catholic so-called church. It's a church, but it's not a church of the ever-living God. It's not Christianity. It's a pagan and Christian hybrid. And that's why they're touching little boys, because they have nothing to do with Yahweh. Nobody that knows, I wouldn't touch any little boys or girls. And I don't think you would either. So you have to ask yourself, well, then why is this happening? What is the, wouldn't Yahweh, the Holy Spirit, stop that kind of thing? Wouldn't he hold evil back? Of course he would. They're not full of the Holy Spirit. They don't have Yahweh. That's nothing to do with him. And that's another thing that has been brought to you through the Jewish lens. Though they denigrate it, they promote it at the same time. They promote the Pope and what he's saying and doing right now, because the Pope, also known as the poop, because he is a piece of poop, period. I mean, he's one of the biggest pieces of crap on this planet right now. Remember what I told you. It's politico, economic, and religious. This New World Order is supposed to be a one world government, one world money system, one world religion, correct? Well, the poop and Mother Babylon have got that, the religious aspect covered. England and America is America through their military aspect is promoting democracy throughout the world, enforcing democracy on every country in the world, and also forcing the economic central bank on every country in the world. The politico is the democracy. The economic is the central bank, and the religious is the poop. You notice that the poop is bringing all religions together in Mother Babylon. You do realize these things. I mean, these are being done right in front of your face through the Jewish lens. Through the Jewish lens, the Pope declared that Lucifer was God and that Jesus was his son. On 4K television, right from Poopland. So, all these things you believe, you must begin to look with a critical eye and say, take a step back from what you believe. I didn't tell you to get rid of any of it, but at least, I suggest you do, but but at least take an objective look at what you're believing in. If you say you're a Christian, you know that homosexuality is wrong. You know that men dressing in women's clothes and vice versa is wrong. That it's an abomination to the ever-living God. Now, I have to keep straightening this out, and I have to keep correcting things that are wrong, that have given been given you through the Jewish lens wrong, but the reason is so that you'll have an excuse to believe the things in the Jewish lens. For instance, now I've talked about this before, the scriptures are not the Old Testament and the New Testament and the Apocrypha, but it's one book that I personally have dubbed the Book of Books. The Jewish lens and the Jews and their father, the devil, use division to weaken things. Thus, democracy weakens a nation immediately. Thus, dividing the church into 33,000 different sects weakens the Christian church. You can certainly see that, right? So, the trick was this. The trick, and you Judeo-Christians know this too, that you only really read the New Testament, right? You call it the New Testament because they taught you it was called the New Testament. And you were told that the Jews, that the Old Testament was the history of the Jews. But you were lied to because that's not true at all. The Jews, there's no such word as Jew back then. And even now, it's a falsehood. Today's Jews are the Edomites of yesterday. They're Canaanite Edomite Jews. They have always been the enemies of Israel. And the whole book that they have divided into two and three parts now, I told you, is called the Book of Books. It is one testament. So the trick is to get you to not... All the laws of Yahweh are in the Old Testament that they call the Old Testament. It's really just the beginning of the books, you see? The first five books are known as the Torah. So in the Torah section of the Book of Books, the laws of Yahweh are given. And so the trick is to make you believe that the laws of Yahweh are past now and that they no longer apply. So things like eating pig or things like killing calves or whatever it might be, all those things, the homosexuality, the, you know, and any of the things are null and void now because Jesus died on the Jewish Jesus died on the cross, and this new sort of God who has changed over the ages is now a God of love. And you've been tricked so badly through this. This is such a trick. It's so simple to know that this is wrong, and it's not that Yahweh doesn't love. He loves his people. But Yahweh hates many things too. And no, there is no different God of the Old Testament and some new God of the New Testament. Yahweh is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I love to say this because he gave this to me personally. I love to ask people, and I asked somebody the other day, a dear brother, I said, why is God the same yesterday, today, and forever? And not many people will come up with the answer. I don't think anybody really knows. The reason is because when you're right in the beginning, there's no need to change. You see? The Father was always right. And he was always doing the right things, saying the right things, giving the right laws, and judging things righteously, etc., etc., etc. There is no need for him to change. He did not change from a a God who loved sacrifice and human sacrifice and everything like these people accuse him of, to this fellow in a robe that loves queers. I'm sorry, if you really believe this and loves all races. It's not that anybody hates these other races. It's that he came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He didn't come for those races. If he had, he wouldn't have told the Apostle Paul not to go to Asia. The disciples didn't go to Africa and Asia and South America and all this stuff. They went to the lost tribes of the house of Israel, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The book is a book about the race of Adam. It talks about that the other four rivers were in the garden already, which were the four races. And Adam and his wife Eve were added to this garden to come to tend it. The book of books is the history of the race of Adam. It's not the history of the Jews. And it's not the history of a Jewish Jesus, or a Jewish Moses, or a Jewish David, or a Jewish Isaiah, or a Jewish John, or Peter, or Paul. I already told you that the Apostle Paul was of the tribe of Benjamin. So you would say he was a Jew, correct? Wrong. The Apostle Paul was a citizen of Rome, and no citizen of Rome could be a Jew. No Jew could be a citizen of Rome. Do you understand that? That's there to prove to you that the disciples and the Apostle Paul are not Jews. Jesus was not a Jew. Look at Pontius Pilate, what he said of Jesus as he described him. He was not a Jew. He never was a Jew. He never will be a Jew. And that's frankly an insult. There was only one Edomite Jew in the disciples, and that was Judas. And Judas was picked to be cursed, to be a traitor. Notice, as I say this all the time, notice the Father's mercy in the fact that he did not pick one of his own offspring to be the part of Judas. He did not sacrifice one of his own children to betray him. He picked an Edomite Jew, Judas of Iscariot, which was down by Edom, where the Edomites live. You must realize these things. You must realize that by splitting the book of books up, they tricked you into believing that the new part of the book was for you, and the old part of the book was for these fakers, these imitators, these cheap imitators, these easily seen fakers known as Jews. No, there's a difference between the word Israelite and so-called Jew. The Israelites are white people. The Caucasian people, the seed of Adam, the race of Adam. And the whole book is about the race of Adam, his story, Adam's story, the race. Now, if you do not like that, that's just too bad. You can certainly see if the scriptures are about the race of Adam, you can understand why the Jews would split it into two and tell you the law was no longer valid so that you would continue to break the law and you would be penalized for it. You would eat pig and be penalized for it. You would not obey and become an overcomer as Christ told you you must be. Because you would say, well, he did all the law, he took care of all the laws, so I don't have to do anything. All I have to do is go along for the ride. If you think that's true, you're in a lot of trouble. And you're in that trouble because you've been told this through the Jewish lens. You've been programmed by this through the Jewish lens. The Jews have their own network with these people that they promote. You'll never see a real preacher of God on television. Billy Graham was a Jew. Billy Graham was full of doctrines of devils. Billy Graham ascribed to communism. Billy Graham taught falsehoods. Billy Graham was a 33-degree Freemason. Billy Graham was not what you think he was. His last name was Billy Frank. He's a Jew. Look at his daughter today. It always comes back in the second generation, as I've taught you. She got a big hook nose, and she looks like an evil witch. Literally. Now, if you continue to feed on the Jewish lens and what the Jewish lens feeds you, you become it. If you feed on the word of Yahweh, if you feed on the truth, if you love the truth and you seek the truth, you will become it. You are what you eat physically, mentally, and spiritually. It doesn't just go for what you eat food-wise, what you are. You are what you eat. And if you continue to eat from the Jewish lens, through the Jewish perspective, through the Jewish lens, you will be disappointed come judgment day. Remember, there will be people that will knock at the door, and he will say, "Depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you." You see, why he could say he never knew you, is he lying? You accepted Jesus as a Judeo-Christian, but he says he never knew you. Is he lying? No. The one you accepted was a Jewish Jesus. And you accepted the fact that the law has been taken away from you because you believed through the Jewish lens that the Old Testament, so-called, which I will not call it anymore, I'm just using it in this perspective, but from now on, and I had already been doing this, it's one testament, period. They split that up so that they could tell you that the law that was given in the Torah is no longer for you, dear Christian. And yet the Father says over and over, and Yeshua, which was the Father in the flesh, right? Over and over and over and over. He that loves me and obeys my commands will I give, etc., etc., etc. He who obeys me. Who is Jesus? He's the Word. He who obeys the Word of the Father shall. He who is an overcomer means you're overcoming your sin. You're overcoming the flesh. The Apostle Paul talked about running the race. Well, why would he run a race if Jesus already ran it for him? And he didn't have to run it anymore, right? Because he didn't have to worry about obeying anything. You must realize that you've been tricked through the Jewish lens. It's a trick. It's a trick of the light, as the Who song says. Let me give you the... And I'll prove to you it's a trick of the light. Lighting has everything to do with filming. So let's look at the word lens and what it means. A lens is a transmissive... Sounds like... transmissive optical device that focuses or disperses a light beam by means of refraction. A simple lens consists of a single piece of transparent, and I mean, I could just go on with this, right? Let me open it up. It's a piece of transparent material, the singular eye. Do you understand the eye of the camera? It's the eye that they show you on CBS that you believe is the Illuminati. It's the eye that's watching you. A simple lens consists of a single piece of transparent material, while a compound lens consists of several simple lenses, elements, usually arranged along a common axis. Lenses are made from materials such as glass or plastic and are ground and polished or molded to a desired shape. A lens can focus light to form an image. Hello. Hello. Unlike a prism, which refracts light without focusing. Devices that similarly focus or disperse waves and radiation and other visible light are also called lenses, such as microwave lenses, hello, electron lenses, acoustic lenses, or explosive lenses. And I will mention, let's not forget, the glasses lenses that you view, the contact lenses, the telescope lenses, the lens I talked about in the DVD, and the lens of the camera, the lens of what it is it's the viewing piece, the lens of the microscope is the one I was trying to think of. You see, the lens focuses you to the wrong kind of light. When it's through the Jewish perspective given through the lens. And so you see a thing, and there's a principle that I call the monkey see, monkey do principle, and all races are susceptible to it, but some races are much more susceptible than others to it. And therefore, that's what I say. When they show somebody with all kinds of tattoos and piercings and everything like that, when that first happened, that might have not been real. It might have just been painted on tattoos and fake earrings and so on and so forth. But now it's become a whole culture. Right? Let's look up the word culture. I already have somewhere here. Here it is. Okay, culture. The arts and other manifestations of human intellectual achievement regarded collectively 20th century popular culture. Synonyms: the arts, the humanities, intellectual achievement. But here's where it gets a little interesting. The cultivation of bacteria, tissue, cells, etc., in an artificial medium containing nutrients. These cells proliferate readily in culture. You see, the world is like a petri dish. And we are the cells. There are white cells, black cells, and other kinds of cells. And the white cells in this petri dish help to keep the earth healthy. And once there are no more white cells, it will become very sick. And the less white cells there are, it will become sick. And we see this to be true. I'm not a biologist. I'm not an expert. But I do know that white cells have a lot to do with the health of the body, or the body politic. It says culture is the social behavior and norms found in human societies. Culture is considered a central concept in anthropology, encompassing the range of phenomena that are transmitted through social learning in human societies. Now, one more definition of culture. The customary beliefs, social forms, and material traits of a racial, religious, or social group. Now listen, if this is a Christian nation, and it is, that is the religious aspect. The racial aspect of the Israelite nations were that they were to be white people. They were created by white people, and they were inhabited by white people, and that's the way it was supposed to stay. See, we have a culture. When you mix all of the cultures together, you destroy the culture. See, the customary beliefs of the Israelite nations are the beliefs in Yahweh and his laws, the Ten Commandments, etc., etc. Reading scripture in schools. Somebody has come in to destroy our culture. The Jews, through their Jewish lens, their perspective through the Jewish lens, have done everything they can to destroy our customary beliefs, our social forms, and our material traits of a racial, religious, or social group. They have destroyed what we believe in, or attempted to, actually. They really haven't destroyed it. But they've put it out to pasture. They've kicked it out. They've changed our beautiful art into trash, into taking blood from a tampon and putting it on a canvas and calling it art. They've kicked prayer out of the schools, and they've kicked out the Ten Commandments and Yahweh. And everything to do with Christianity, they've tried to destroy. They've brought in all other weapons, two-legged weapons, and their culture, and made it supersede our culture. That's what's called their form of liberty. This is all done through the Jewish lens, and they're trying to make you feel guilty because you're white. I've never felt guilty about it. I'm very happy about it. If you feel guilty because you're white, there's something wrong with you. So, what are your thoughts about these things? What do you think? Is this not amazing? I mean, what I've told you about this Jewish lens so far, and I'm sure there's going to be much more to talk about. You've been desensitized to wickedness, desensitized to murder, blood, the spilling of blood. You've been desensitized to evil generally. There are people that want to dress like vampires. There are people that become witches, and it's a growing thing now in the nations of the Israelite nations, I should say, Greater Israel, which has nothing to do with the stolen land over there, because they have nothing to do with us, except they're here as vampires, and they've brought other vampires in the petri dish here. They've brought all kinds of very sick sicknesses into the petri dish known as the world, and they are in the process of killing the health and the wealth off inside the petri dish until it's a vile goo, a brown goo, a corrupt goo, a goo that is in chaos. It's poison blood. When you poison the blood, you poison everything in the body. It begins like I said, I'm not a biologist or anything like that, but poison is not good. The Father made the body to be able to handle and to rid itself of many poisons. But it's getting to the point now where the poison is much more than the healthy. And frankly, the world has gone to hell. You know, I'm not in show business. I'm into the truth business, the business of my Father. And it's very important that you realize that we may call them shows, but they're not show business. This isn't to entertain you. It's to inform you. It's to change you. It's to give you the proper perspective so that you have something to compare what you've learned through the Jewish lens with. It's designed to free you. For if you seek the truth shall set you free. Since I have sought the truth for many years and will continue to seek the truth, I have been set free, and I'm trying to help you to be set free. The Father is using me for this purpose. And I hope you take it very seriously. I hope that you realize that time is ever growing shorter. I know you've heard it for years that the end is coming. But when I told you about when Yahweh gave me the equation of corruption leads to chaos, and chaos leads to judgment, I must say that we are in the Sodom and Gomorrah part of this cycle, which means the judgment lies at the door. I love all of you people. Some of you it's hard to love. Others, it's easy to love. But I love you nevertheless. And I really do want the best for you. It's important to me to know that you have come to the truth. And I hope that you'll write me. And if you like what I do and you wish to support me, you can go to davidjamesboston.com. And there's a donate link. Or you can buy one of the little flash cruiser drives with Saxon's Creed on it, or One to One, or News Bites, and I give you a lot more for that. You just have to contact me through davidjamesboston@gmail.com. Until the next, shall I call it, show, be strong.
Nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
So full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade. You kept it hid inside your jar. And the ozone glow. Stop working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just